Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lee Stang. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Buford steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petroselli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang bunts towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. Ryan moves to second. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petroselli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Buford steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward bunts towards the mound. Stang fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott has Ward trapped. There's the throw to Ryan and over to Adair, who tags Ward for the out. Boyer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyer moves to third. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 0 in the game. Stang hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Ken Berry now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. J.C. Martin now catching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to second. One out. Bob Locker now pitching. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Mike Ryan. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to third. Jim Landis pinch runs for Dalton Jones. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Lee Stang. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker has Petrocelli trapped. There's the throw to Buford and over to Martin, who tags Petrocelli for the out. Landis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing right field. Elston Howard now catching. John Wyatt now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair scores. Smith moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli is walked intentionally. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Pete Ward now playing right field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Ron Hansen. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is walked intentionally. Gary Peters pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Peters moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.